Welcome. Please state your name and your position.
Richard Horuska. I'm the accelerator director at the Tampa Bay Wave.
How many years have you been in Tampa Bay?
I've been in Tampa Bay for 25 years.
What organizations are you involved in?
So I'm a part of the USF Alumni Association. I was proud to be a past president of everything we did there. Go Bulls. And today I'm currently part of the Tampa Bay Wave from a staff perspective and mentor, but I'm also serving on the board for Synapse. Very excited for the Innovation Summit coming up and everything that they do. And then also proud and honored to be the chair of TyCon Florida 2019. So between that and coaching baseball, keeps myself out of trouble.
What gets you out of bed every day?
Gets me out of bed. My three boys are early risers, so they get me out of bed, and just being a great dad and trying to create the next great environment for them is very important to me. And then from a business professional side, we have 50 plus companies at the Tampa Bay Wave, and a lot of them are doing some incredible things. And I didn't have the mentorship and support in my prior businesses, so I really love being a small part of helping them out.
Why Tampa Bay?
Tampa Bay has been instrumental in my life. I flocked down south from New Jersey and went to USF, and I just met amazing people. Of course, my wife through USF, some of my closest friends, some of my mentors, and I've just found the people in Tampa to be so giving and so helpful. Coming down to St. Pete, for example, for our tech diversity cohort, Mayor Kreisman rolled out the red carpet for us. JP with the St. Pete EDC gave us a 2-hour walking tour in 90-degree heat, brought us to tech startups. Just the St. Pete and Tampa community has been so embracive of different innovative and entrepreneurial, you know, ventures like the Tampa Bay Wave and our company. So just great people and great support.
What is one habit that you keep?
One habit that I've been making a huge focal point for myself this year is a great morning routine that starts with me doing a little cardio on the bike, making breakfast and having breakfast with my three sons, and having a cup of coffee with my wife on the front porch.
Who are some people that influence you?
Some people that influenced me, I would start back at my USF days. Louis Vissot, who's a general in the military, he was very influential in teaching me as a student. And in the Alumni Association, Michelle Norris, she was a past president, was very influential in asking great questions and helping me see the bigger picture. And then now being a part of this tech ecosystem, I've really become very blessed to be around some amazing mentors that have done some great things, like Tony DiBenedetto, Steve McDonald, Alex Sink is our board chair at the Tampa Bay Wave. So I just get to learn from all their amazing experiences. So I really look up to all of them. And bottom line, my kids are doing some cool things too. So I always look up to them.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, or practice that you would share with our readers?
Great question. I'll never forget when I had my real estate company, one of our employees told her by her father that always, no matter what organization or what company, treat it as if it was your own. So I've been fortunate to own my own companies, but now I'm working for an entity and helping others. So their advice was treat any entity or thing that you do as if it was your own and take ownership. So I always try to take ownership in anything I do.
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
So if I can amend that question to say 13 years ago, quite candidly, in building my prior companies, I didn't realize the immense network of mentors and support organizations, even 10 years ago, 15 years ago. So I wish I had the same guidance and mentorship and support that we're able now to do as a larger tech ecosystem. So I just think wishing I could go back and have the same support our companies now do.
What's next?
What's next is, you know, there's been a lot of talk about some big breakout technology exits in the last, you know, few years in Tampa, like MyMatrix, TriBridge, Vector Solutions. Some of our companies are starting to get that next level of where they're at in a company, possibly some exits coming down the pike. So I think 2019, you're going to continue to see some of our companies in the entire ecosystem do amazing things and then start to prepare for some more breakouts in the next few years.
Thank you.
Thank you.